I had said earlier, didn't want to shortchange the victory from 2 days ago and just completely move on to Eagles-Washington. While that's exciting and tempting to talk Eagles-Washington, I mean, 2 days ago, which is 36 hours ago, when the Eagles won. Let's listen one last time to how it sounded here on WIP. Marilyn, Mike with the calls, just to kind of refresh your mind on what went on in that glorious game. Your calls all show. Let's hear how Marilyn, Mike called it.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Welcome to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC Championship game against Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and 4 at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards. Here is the extra point, spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun, Hurts, gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap, placed. Kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The sixth sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourne recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kicked up. And it is...
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with 3 clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun. On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are at a 2-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the 5. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford. He backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is caught
by Nacua down to the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
Well, a tremendous victory by the Birds. And this will be the 8th time the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game since Dallas was last in it. And I'll tell you this, because obviously it was tight the other day. When a team wins a championship, and the Eagles certainly might, they're the favorites to do it now, there's almost always a game or more where you really go through true adversity. You know, the Eagles Atlanta game is an example. The Matt Stairs home run game, game four versus the Dodgers. The Phillies were getting close to a 2-2 series. It wasn't as bad as Atlanta, but it was like, you know, the series was starting to get a little scary. Obviously, Phillies Astros 80, you know, all-time example. So this might be one of those ones we look back and say, this was the moment it was scariest, and they got through it. And look, it is a tremendous credit to their organization, their players, their toughness, their skill, you know, that they found a way to win that game.
You know, the coolest thing about that first Barkley run is somebody pointed it out on Twitter, and I've now gone back and watched the video like, you know, 100 times.
Sure.
In the background are the funniest things. Like, he's only like 10 yards down the field. Jalen's already signaling touchdown.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson is casually walking off the field like, got this one. And Dickerson has his hands to the heavens. It's the funniest video when you look at the ones behind Saquon.
I love it. All right, 215-592-9494. What is your reaction, of course, to the game from just 2 days ago, but also looking ahead to the fact that the Eagles are now Super Bowl favorites? Let's go to Dan right now. Dan, good morning, pal.
Good morning. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Fantastic.
Joe, I need some life advice.
Yes, sir.
So I deliver mail for a living. It's going to be like 11 degrees today, right?
Yep.
I call my boss and say I got a case of the NBs. Do I get a raise and I get to stay home?
So you do everything you just said except call it the MBs. You just
I thought you could just not show up to work and get a $280 million contract.
I hear you, man.
Dan,
yes or no? You've called out in your life sick when you weren't sick. Yes or no?
No, 100% of the time.
100%?
Well, that would mean you never got sick. That's not possible.
Or he works while he's sick and just calls off when he's off, when he's not.
Listen, as for Jake Elliott, right, Ruben Frank gave a crazy stat. He's 19 for 19 in field goals in the playoffs.
I think it was 22 of 22.
Yeah, the three from the last game made it 22. He was 19 for 19 heading into last game.
Yeah.
So he obviously has a problem with the point after attempt. So just go for two.
Hold on. Here's where I'm going to cut you off right away. You can disagree with this, and I'm sure many will, but here's where I'm at. It doesn't matter to me that he made field goals in 17, 18, and 19 in the playoffs, or 22 and 23 in the playoffs. That's not who he is right now. That's like saying Mitch Williams was good in June, so let me trust him game six of October.
It does have some bearing.
It
helps me feel a little bit more confident.
A little bit. I'll give you a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, Dan, Craig Kimbrell was phenomenal phenomenal is a little strong. He was really good in the 2023 Phillies regular season. He was an all-star. He was one of two all-stars on the team.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the years. I'm talking about he's 22 for 22.
Yeah, but you're giving me something from 6 years ago.
He hasn't missed a field goal this playoff.
Yeah, but he missed two extra points, maybe three, right? Because he missed something in the first game.
But hopefully it doesn't come down to extra points to win the game.
Well,
so, you know,
but it might.
It almost did here, almost tied here. I agree, it's a concern. But
yeah, I just don't like your reason. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Dan, I'm going to ask you a question straight up. Do you trust him?
For field goal, yes. It's a weird thing.
But Dan, he was missing field goals in the regular season. All right, buddy, good to hear from you.
He trusts him.
I don't either.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
He needs to trust him. He needs to believe that he's going to make it when it's 35, when it's 33, when it's 53, when it's 61. And I don't know what he thinks he's good at kicking right now. Like, where's his comfort zone? When he and Coach, you know, Nick talk before the game, okay, where do you feel good from? Is it like 22 yards?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that conversation.
I get the argument to keep him. He's done well before, but I don't like something from 6 and 7 years ago. Carson Wentz was good 7 years ago. I mean, you know.
No, it shouldn't matter. The here and now matters for everyone else. What have you done for me lately in the NFL, not for long, where they get rid of you? Nothing's guaranteed, including your contract. He needs to do better, and he has not, but it's now to the point where anyone else who comes in, I believe they would do a worse job because it is so immense the spotlight, the pressure, everything else that comes with it. Would whoever comes in's performance be better than this?
You
even
get
though
to,
I
but John,
know this is compromised.
You do get the Craig Kimbrell analogy, right? Someone who was good and is faltering, and you stick with him just because he's your guy. Like, we all knew going into game four, Craig Kimbrell shouldn't get in that game unless the Phillies were really in a compromised spot. Like, the 11th inning, you're running out of pitchers. Okay, you got to go to someone. I mean, James, we talked
this
about that that
similar.
Day. Don't use him in game four.
We said use anyone else. I think I said use Garrett Stubbs over him in that game.
Oh my God. And it cost him a season and really maybe a championship. Like, really maybe a championship. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of championships, obviously, two more games to go, hopefully, for the local squad. And playoff football is fun, and getting geared up to watch games with good food is fun. We're giving away today a cool prize here, a $150 gift card for you to get from Wild Fork Foods. Get yourself all geared up for game day. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for your game day food with the best prices and widest selections of Angus beef, burgers, chicken wings, and more.
Oh, my gosh. I love Wild Fork much.
Cheer up.
I got yak. I made chili with yak. You can get all sorts of different meats and things. They had yak that I tried.
Not
and
yours
added
after
to
catches.
Chili. Yeah. No, this was actual yak that I added to the chili. It was the best chili I've ever had.
That's awesome, man.
Delicious.
So find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get some game day shipping, which is really get same day shipping, which is great.
All right, so incredible.
Here's how we're giving them away today. Obviously, the snow was in the air and on the ground 2 days ago. Still on the ground, but no longer in the air. It was a wild scene at the link, and it was fun. Obviously, whether you were there or viewing it on TV, we'll ask you today because you guys know we love movies, we love shows, the whole deal. A lot of scenes involve snow. Best scene ever in a movie or a show involving snow. Best answer, whoever provides it, a snow scene will win the $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. John Ritchie, a snow scene in a movie or a show. What are you thinking?
Of course, my mind goes to the ice planet Hoth. Empire Strikes Back. Remember, Luke gets lost in the blur, in the blizzard snow, and the Wampa kills his Tauntaun.
And he has to climb
in there. Kills the Tauntaun, and he gets taken by the Wampa.
Oh, that one.
He wakes up, he's upside down, hanging, getting ready to be eaten by a Wampa. And Han comes to his rescue.
That's right. It sure
does. Han comes to his rescue. You remember how I thought it was so intriguing that Han said, "Ugh, I thought you smelled bad on the outside." Yeah. As he cuts open the Tauntaun to keep Luke alive with the warmth from the inside, the guts of the Tauntaun. I thought, to me, at my young age, that was one of the most graphic ideas I had ever thought of. He has to crawl inside the Tauntaun that they just zipped open with his lightsaber. Holy cow, just to stay alive. It was like incomprehensible.
No question.
To me.
No question. Seltzer, snow, scene.
I'm thinking about people who don't know Star Wars hearing Tauntaun 15 times and womping
no
on it.
No idea.
Like,
what
the hell
about.
Is happening? I'm going to leave the big answers on the board. I'm just going to try and take a way out of the way answer. Okay. The end of Christmas Vacation when you see Clark standing in the snow just looking out, and then it pans down and the dog's looking right at him. Great stuff.
All right. A lot of good stuff out there. Rhea, what do you got?
I know we always talk about a lot of different scenes in Home Alone, but the one that gets me all the time is at the end of the movie. When Kevin's looking out the window and the snow's falling and the old man next door is reconciling with his family, I love that scene.
Yeah, that is a good scene. Look, there are big scenes. There's one in particular I'll tell you I have in mind as a potential winning answer. I'm interested if anyone says it today. Put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. Best scene ever in a show or a movie that involves snow.